Hi, I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors at Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day. This weekend, we celebrate the 250th anniversary of America. I remember the 200th year, 1976. I was graduating from high school. Wow, 50 years ago. And now here we are, 250 years, 2.5 centuries, 1/4 of a millennium. You say, why are you telling us all that? It's really just a call to pray for our nation. If I were to say one thing to the church right now with regard to America, I would say 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I want to quickly remind us that as believers, our citizenship is in heaven. We belong to the kingdom of the Lord. And his kingdom is not of this world. It's a heavenly kingdom. And I'm so grateful for that. That being said, I want to be a blessing to this nation and serve well. And I appreciate with gratitude the opportunity that I've been blessed with to grow up in the United States. That being said, my loyalty is to Jesus. But how do we pray most for our nation right now? Well, it starts with this. If my people, starts with us. God's people, if my people called by my name humble themselves, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. He says, if my people called by my name humble themselves and pray, not just talk about prayer, think about prayer, suggest prayer, but pray and seek my face. There's a sort of desperation to that, if you will. A real hunger and a turning to God. It's not like we're trying to twist his arm, but we're serious about prayer, and God has chosen to use prayer as a means of how he will respond. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. It's easy for us to point out things in others, but we're challenged to repent of our own sin. Then he says, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. Our land needs healing. Our land needs hope. Our land needs Jesus. Now, it was the promise and the challenge to Solomon in his day. I simply pass it along as an application in our day that we would humble ourselves, pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and trust that he will hear, forgive our sin, heal our land. We need that. Think about it. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors, Northside Church, Liverpool. Your pastor for the day.